T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on the Fancy Sparky Pfeiffer along with you. No Gary Ellerson, no Leroy Butler today. They'll be back tomorrow here at 2 o'clock on the Wendy's Big Show here on a Kim and Lavoie Judgment Day. Kim and Lavoie, they are your best defense. Other side of the glass is Dan Plucker, our executive producer. We're going to talk more about Madden 2020, 2021, I guess it would be, coming up. With Brian Shea at 4:48. So about a half hour from right now, he does a video game review show type deal with Paul Charchian at KFan in Minneapolis. And he's going to join us to talk a little bit more about these player ratings that have Aaron Rodgers with an 89 rating. Aaron Jones has a 90 rating. But the other reason I'm getting him on is I have seen a lot, not a little, not some, a lot of negative feedback from friends of mine, from listeners of the radio station, about Madden and how it's been put out the last couple of years. And people seemingly are getting frustrated that there's not enough improvement within the game itself as far as new features, new story modes, and stuff like that in order to keep their interest in buying or getting the next Madden version. So I wanted to do something different, something fun, that if, to be honest with you, if Gary and Leroy were here, I don't know if we would do this. But they're not, so it's you, me, and Plucker. And Plucker's a huge video game dork as well. So I knew Plucker would have fun with this as well. This is what I want to know. Two things. Call up, tweet, right, whatever the case may be. One, favorite sports video game. Two, do you have a problem with the Madden games the last couple of years? And if so, what's your problem and what do they need fixed? What has to be changed in order to bring it back up to where everybody is happy? Because I been on social media the last few years. I cannot remember as much negativity about the release of a Madden video game as I am seeing on social media now, getting ready for the new Madden video game to come out. And this was before player ratings. This has nothing to do with, with player ratings, right? This has nothing to do with Rodgers' 89 rating. It has nothing to do with Aaron Jones' 90 rating or Christian McCaffrey having a 99. None of that. Before all of this, people were mad about this game, this franchise, and how it's been in the story mode or franchise mode or whatever. People have been frustrated by it and don't think it's worth your time or money to go buy a new one. I want to know why. Like, what is your issue with this video game? And at the same point, what is your favorite sports video game that you've played? Since there's so much negativity about Madden, I figure we take the other side of it as well. So what's your issue with Madden? And what is your favorite sports video game that you've played growing up? Not necessarily this year, just in general. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7FM. The Fan. That's what I'm anxious to hear about now. Because look, right, there's not a lot going on necessarily at this point in the sports world, one way or the other. And the one thing that we all, well, maybe not all of us, but most of us, we have different things that we like to do to take us away from real world problems, right? Real life adulting or whatever. Some like video games. Most have played video games as a child at some point or growing up to be a teenager. You may not play now. You may be in your 40s or 50s. I don't play video games anymore. Okay, so when you were 20, did you play video games? When you were 15, did you play video games? Did you have a favorite one? That's what I want to know. There is no wrong answer. If you still do play video games and you still are a video game honk like our guy Dan Plucker, other side of the glass, and you want to partake in the Madden conversation of what needs to be fixed, I want to hear from you as well. So that's Kimmel LaVoy Judgment Day question, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Let's start with Dan Plucker, other side of the glass. All right, Pluck, your thoughts on the Madden series of video games and how it's progressed over time.
Well, the very first Madden game I remember playing was Madden 04, which is my favorite one, by the way, because it was the first one that I really played. And I used to play it on PC, and Michael Vick was on the cover. I was a big Michael Vick fan.
Did you like
time.
Playing on computer more than you like playing on the actual gaming systems?
Well, my family didn't have enough money to buy gaming systems.
No, but some people prefer playing on the computer than playing on a gaming system.
But now I definitely prefer gaming systems.
You do?
Yeah, I have a PlayStation 4 myself. I'll be getting a PlayStation 5 when it comes out.
That's See, I've never played...
check, so that's good.
Right, I've never played Madden on the computer before. So I don't know if it's any better or worse or harder to play.
Yeah, I don't really remember much of it, to be honest with you. But I remember always doing a fantasy draft and starting with the Lions and picking Michael Vick number one overall. And so it was my dream of watching the Lions win a Super Bowl with Michael Vick at the quarterback.
It's the other reason to play a video game is to you know, live out your dreams for your favorite team, like being the Brewers in the show or something like along those lines. And maybe we can win a World Series if I am in charge of the Brewers roster.
Exactly. Yeah. And so basically throughout time, I've seen so much development within the game, whether it be graphics or just the gameplay in and of itself, being able to do all of these different customizable things, checking out the play on the line of scrimmage, all of these different things that you can do, which have just really been outstanding how much it's grown in such a short amount of time. The issue is, now it's almost plateaued, where it's basically the same thing every year, and they touch up graphics here and there. But most of all, for the last like 4 years or so, it's just been a glorified roster update for every single game. And so because of that, I think Madden has really taken a hit. And that's why people are getting so frustrated, especially with their franchise mode, which basically the only thing that they have done in the last couple of years to make any difference with that is change the city locations for teams. So like when San Diego Chargers moved to LA and when the Rams moved to LA,
right?
Like when you can create teams and relocate on the game and relocate to all of these different cities in the U.S. and across the world, which is really cool, but it's the same three places every single time. Whereas in NHL 20, I think is the last one that I have, which is also an EA-made game, you can customize your own logo, and the same thing in 2K. In NBA 2K, you can completely build your own roster and stadium and do all of this stuff.
That's part of the issue.
So people are seeing all of these other games develop and be able to do all of these different customizable options and franchise mode, and Madden is just so far behind.
See,
in all
that's
that.
Interesting, because my buddy Jim, actually Jim Check, he used to be on the station, used to do Brewer recaps every Sunday on Tim's postgame show. For a while there, he lives right by me, and he is a baseball fanatic true and true, right, all the way through. Played baseball in high school all the way through and so forth. And he loves what you're talking about. Taking a team, relocating them to some random city, right? Putting together the GM, the coach, the stadium. Can't you even like set concession stand prices? I mean, you could. The detail is stupid as far as being able to run a franchise in that game itself, right? You're shaking your head yes.
Yes.
That's true. Okay, so that's to a whole new level. Now, for me, because I'm an old man, And when I grew up, you know, at games like Tecmo Bowl, Tecmo Super Bowl, none of this was even possible, right? I mean, you've seen Tecmo Bowl, I'm sure, by this point.
I've played Tecmo Bowl.
Right, okay. So having played it, none of this was really realistic at this point. Then when Madden originally comes out the first time, first of all, as soon as it came out, the first impression from all of us was, oh my God, look at how great these graphics are. Holy cow. Look at all these different plays you can do. Oh my goodness, they got all the teams. Like, there was so much that was just mind-blowing at that point. But as you stated, as time has gone by, it feels like they haven't kept up. Like, the game itself, in-game experience, is still really good, right? And everything that goes along with it. But so many people now want to play in these long modes, these career modes or franchise modes. What are they called in Madden?
Yeah, it's franchise mode in Madden.
Right. They want to play in that mode, and nothing is changing and nothing is making it interesting. In 2K, don't they have like storybook mode?
Yeah, it's called My Career, where you can create your own player, and then basically you go through this story that's been made for people, and you can...
Like, you can, like, hit on other guys' girls and all this other stuff, yeah, the text messaging.
It's a little bit customizable, not quite that far, but you can make different decisions that impact your career.
It's like life stuff. And,
yeah, it's like the game of life, basically, but in a video
game.
So
weird,
man. So it's really interesting, and that's another thing that Madden has not kept up with.
They don't have that either.
They've tried a couple of different times, but they've been flops. This is the third year that they've done it in this year's game, in Madden 20, so not 21 that's coming out
right
next month, but in Madden 20, and you can only be a quarterback. So if you wanted to play on defense or be a running back, or I don't know, for some weird reason, if you wanted to be an offensive lineman,
don't make fun of Baby Tal, she isn't here anymore.
You can only be a quarterback, and so all of those other positions that you might want to try out or play, you don't get the opportunity to play them. While in FIFA, NHL, The Show, all of these other games, like, they have these huge, massive storylines that you can have for your own player and rise to be, you know, an MVP, the best player in the league, and then. For 2K, not for those other games, but for 2K, you can create teams with your friends of your customizable player. So if you and I were both playing on NBA 2K, and I had my own player and you had your own player, we found three other guys at the station that played too, we could have a roster of our own guys and play online against other people. That's what, like, the Bucks Gaming and all of this other stuff is.
Right.
It's all these players that create their own customizable players and develop them in the ways that they want. So if they want, like, a small point guard that's super quick,
sure,
or a big man who can shoot from deep and stretch the floor and do all this stuff, you can customize all of your individual NBA players to do that and create a roster and compete against other people.
And in the show, that game, you actually get drafted and, like, start in the minor leagues.
Yeah, you do.
And then you can also be traded from the minor leagues in a trade at the major league level. You could be one of the prospects getting moved, and then you switch farm systems.
Right, and I think that's one that's a little bit different because, like, it'd be really hard to set up a whole team
for
in
sure
that matter. So they haven't tried to do anything like that, and I don't think that
they
would
will
necessarily work.
Correct.
They might try it at some point, but I don't think it would work very well.
But in football, you probably could do it if you limited it just to wide receivers, quarterback, and running back.
Right, and even if you added, like, a corner or something like that, or a linebacker, I think people would have interest in doing that too, because a lot of the online play that people play, they like playing as either a member of the secondary or as, like, a middle linebacker.
Right.
And I think that they know that position well, where if they had just to lock onto that one spot and be able to build your own player in that realm, I think it would work really well.
You know, the other thing, too, that goes along with this, I think, is there's no competition for that game right now. I mean, there's been talk that NFL 2K may come back in some type of format, but it's not going to come back in the same format, let's say, as the Madden series at this point. And I think that's where the problem is as well, because there is no real competition. Just like baseball. Baseball's the same way. You've got The Show. What else do you have out there? RBI Baseball is trying, but they can't compete with the graphics and everything else, right? But old school guys like me got it on my phone and play it on your phone or whatever. The show, though, is at something else. When I was growing up, you had RBI Baseball, you had Bases Loaded, you had all these different baseball games that you could choose from if you wanted to play. Then for basketball and football, you had the 2K series that came out. So you had the EA Sports NBA game, and then you had NBA 2K. You had the EA Sports Madden game for NFL, and then you had NFL 2K. And they tried their best to kind of keep up, and eventually NFL 2K went away. NBA 2K stayed and was able to make a run at the EA Sports Council. So, interesting. Scott tweets at the fan, Madden now is just so incredibly stale. Franchise modes in NBA 2K and MLB The Show have a depth that Madden hasn't gotten close to in many years. EA is more focused on the ultimate team, which is basically gambling, but never getting a money pay cut or payout. Explain that, Mr. Plucker, other side. The ultimate team is what they're what he's talking about.
Yeah, so Madden Ultimate Team, I had never really done it, but for whatever reason, one of my buddies did it, and I decided to go for it this year along with him. And it's really interesting, but the thing is, it's pay to play. So if that's what like the deluxe editions of these games are. So if you buy Madden Deluxe Edition, which is like $100, you basically get a huge head start above everybody else that's playing Madden Ultimate Team. Like you'll get the top rated players in the game right away,
because there's different versions of every player. One version may have a 70 rating,
right.
And then there's another Aaron Rodgers that might have an 85
right,
version.
Exactly, and then the last one will end up being like a 99. But there will be like 10 different Rodgers cards in that realm.
Correct.
Or players in that realm where they could be from a 78 overall or whatever it be, which is his gold card, all the way up to, I don't even know what their highest card is, like the gold, platinum, whatever,
right.
That's going to end up being the 99 overall player.
Right.
So in that range, there's all of these differences, and that's for every single player, not just players like Aaron Rodgers.
Offensive linemen, everybody.
Offensive linemen, right. And then they bring back players from like history as well. So like Gilbert Brown was in the game this year, and he was a defensive tackle.
But NBA 2K is similar in the aspect of you have packs of cards you can open. And
that's
stuff.
Exactly like it is what it is for Madden too. You get cards that then represent that player that you can put into your lineup,
and then you can win money or make money through doing different things on the game. Then you use that money to buy packs and buy players and sell players.
So the more you win, and there are different challenges that you can do for your team too. So like one thing
I've seen a 13-year-old do them.
Right. Yep. So like one thing for the NFL this year, since it was the 100th season, was like you went back and played like the biggest games in all of these different years. So like I would be playing the Super Bowl against an AI team of the Lombardi Packers or something like that.
Lord.
And it wasn't with all of their names and stuff, because they don't have all the copyright figured out for all of that.
Just
but
numbers.
It would be the numbers or players that looked similar to you know, like a Willie Reed or a
Paul Hornig is number 5.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Something along those lines.
Yeah.
So I would go back and play against those teams with my team Aaron Rodgers at quarterback and Barry Sanders as my running back.
But then if you win, you cash in.
Right. So I would get a little bit of in-game currency, which I would then use to buy more packs to make my team better.
But if you don't want to go through all of that, you could take hard, cold cash and buy your way
and
through the game.
And just buy your way through the game. And so that's how, like, if you ever see these Madden tournaments on TV and stuff like that on ESPN, because they've started to show those, especially during the pandemic, probably 99% of those players
bought their way through
the entire thing.
Right.
Well, and they're streaming and doing all this stuff online
and
to
that's
create
what,
all of this
that's
different
what frustrates
content as well.
Our 13-year-old, he's like,
same.
I'm not paying money for all this crap. I'll just do it the old school way and see what can happen. And then, you know, you get to a certain degree and you're like, okay, I'm done with this basketball star. I'm going to go play NBA 2K now. And now, once basketball is done, I'm sure then he'll switch over to Madden and go back to playing Madden for a little while. But definitely NBA 2K, I think, of the three has caught his interest the most. And now recently, with with one of his teammates on his baseball team, he's been playing The Show, and has been starting to really get into The Show lately and playing
The
that
Show
quite
has
a bit.
The same thing as well, where you can like develop your team through playing against other people online and doing challenges and stuff like that. So it's probably a similar thing where, again, if somebody wanted to, they could pay their way through it. And it makes it really frustrating for someone like me that's not going to spend their money on that, but will spend money on the game itself, but nothing further than that. And so I'll play online against somebody hoping for an even game, and then I'll have my teeth kicked in by some dude who has a full 99 overall team when I'm sitting at like an 83, and they just dominate because they have way better players. So
talking with Brian Shea coming up in about 15 minutes from right now from KFan, who's a video game review show, along with Paul Charchin, who's been on the station for a number of years doing fantasy football, also a video game connoisseur, and they do that on KFan for a number of years. We'll talk with Brian Shea coming up at about 4:48 or so. Coming up next, we'll talk about some of these new contracts coming up into the NFL. A couple of defensive linemen about to get paid big money, and whether or not it's worth it, we'll discuss next on the Wendy's Big Show after the CBS News update on a Kim and LaVoy Judgment Day. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Only on the Fan. Did you get that Frosty Chino? $1 for a Frosty Chino with any purchase at Wendy's. Any purchase. You get a chocolate or vanilla Frosty Chino. Now, I will say it's sweet, but it is delicious. So, say you go over to Wendy's, right, for dinner. Get yourself a Baconator, right? Some fries, maybe. And then say, hey, I have a Frosty Chino for $1 while I'm at it. And give me a Frosty Chino for $1. No problem. And you're all set. You get the Frosty Chino for $1 right now. Again, at participating Wendy's throughout the U.S. for a limited time only. So, again, $1 with any purchase at Wendy's. Take advantage of it while you can. And make sure to do that. All right. So, I said earlier, we're going to talk with Brian Shea from KFan about some video gaming, PS5s, the Madden game coming out, and so forth. The Madden ratings concerning Aaron Rodgers and how that all really is put together. We'll talk with him coming up in the next segment. But first, why are you talking about some of the stuff that's going on today? Chris Jones, the defensive lineman for the Kansas City Chiefs, according to Ian Rapoport of the NFL Network, has a deal that was worth $85 million with the Chiefs. $60 million of the $85 is guaranteed money. Meanwhile, Myles Garrett, the Cleveland Browns defensive lineman, has agreed to a 7-year deal for $144 million. Now, just quickly here. You're talking about quarterback money as far as what Myles Garrett got. I mean, that's quarterback money. Chris Jones getting $60 million guaranteed, that's quarterback money. Patrick Mahomes just signed a deal for $500 million. And now you're giving this dude $60 million guaranteed. I'm no capologist. Nope, I am not. Couldn't tell you the finer details of the cap. What I have seen quite a bit of in my lifetime is, though, people paying a lot of money for a lot of things, and then all of a sudden they end up in cap hell. And they become screwed. Kansas City Chiefs, better be careful. That's all I'm saying. You gave all that money to that quarterback, and rightfully so. It's best quarterback in the league, no question. Probably be the best quarterback in the league for the next several years in Patrick Mahomes. I get it. Stupid money that you gave him, but I understand. And now you give Chris Jones, again, very good defensive player, all that money. At least in Cleveland, when you look at the Myles Garrett deal, even though he had his issues with the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback, but at least if you look at that deal, they don't have huge money tied in to that quarterback position right now. They're on a rookie deal with Baker Mayfield. So you got a couple of years on a rookie deal with Baker Mayfield where the number doesn't really affect you as much. And odds are, based on how Baker Mayfield has played, he's not going to come anywhere close to signing any deal even remotely close to what Russell Wilson has or Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes or anything of the sort. So that might play out okay in the long run. I don't think this Kansas City Chiefs deal is going to be something we're going to look back on and go, oh boy. To really make this work and justify this, I think you probably got to win a couple Super Bowls here. Because eventually, time's going to run out, and you're going to be in a bad, bad situation as far as trying to make this work. And by giving Chris Jones as much money, you're going to be sacrificing good young players more than likely in the next couple of years of who you may want to sign, but you simply can't because of the cap. And we haven't even brought up the fact that the cap may end up having to either stay the same or go backwards because of this pandemic we're involved in. Now, remember, it's a percentage of the cap here. The cap in general is revenue sharing. So if there's not a lot of revenue coming in, then that really affects what that cap number is. So if they lose TV revenue, that number's coming down. And it may come down in a big way, come down. NBA, same thing. That number may come down. Now, with the way that is set up, however, Eric Name had a great piece on this the other day, as far as Giannis' Supermax, that side into a percentage of whatever the cap is the, what the Supermax number becomes. So if Giannis signs the Supermax number, but the cap comes down, then his salary will come down for those years where that cap number is, if you understand what I'm saying. So if the number does fall dramatically in the NBA, let's say, when he's in this contract for whatever the reason, then the percentage, the money that he makes falls down as well. This deal here, I believe, with the Kansas City Chiefs that Jed Jones has signed, that Garrett is signing, that Mahomes has signed, that has nothing to do with the cap. Those are just numbers. Like, regardless of what the cap is, those are the numbers you signed for. That's the money he's going to make. That could be big problems for the Kansas City Chiefs at some point after Mahomes signing. Again, I understand they're both very good players. I just think that's a lot of money for a defensive player, personally. I mean, he's not Lawrence Taylor. He's not that type of player. He's not Derek Thomas, if you want to use a Kansas City Chief player. He's not that player either. Good player. Yeah, very good player. By today's NFL standards, very good player. But I don't think he's at that level to pay all of that money for. So we'll see how this plays out going forward. All right, coming up next, Brian Shea from KFan in Minneapolis hosts a video game review show. Him and Paul Charchian, who's a big-time fantasy football expert around the country. He's been on the Bill Michaels Show for a number of years. We'll talk with Brian Shea coming up next, get his thoughts on Madden, why everybody's so frustrated with it, his thoughts on the rating system for Madden and where Aaron Rodgers is, and his thoughts on this new PS5 that's coming out. All straight ahead. Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, only on The Fan. Serving up hot and fresh here on The Fancy Sparky Pfeiffer. Gary Ellerson, the former Packer running and Badger running back, off today. Leroy Butler, inventor of the Lambeau Leap. Pro Football Hall of Fame finalists off today as well. Joining us now, the digital editor from Game Informer. He is Brian Shea, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Brian, thanks a lot for coming on today, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. How's it going?
Going good. Our guy Paul Charchian recommended getting you on to talk about the Madden video game that's coming out. And I said earlier in the show, like, and maybe I'm just out of it a little bit and don't pay attention as closely as I should, but it seems to me like there is far more negativity from fans of this video game with this newest version coming out than I've seen in a long time. People really getting upset at the fact that they're not doing more to bring this video game up to speed like the show or like NBA 2K with storylines and franchise modes and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, Madden has always kind of been in that space where they're making these gameplay improvements and not really doing so much with the like kind of the structure that builds around the gameplay.
Sure.
Like you mentioned, NBA 2K has been amazing with their story mode, and MLB The Show has done amazing things with their different franchise and career modes. And Madden has kind of been stagnant in that regard. And it doesn't help that, you know, every single time we approach the end of a console generation, these sports franchises kind of start looking ahead to the future as opposed to working on the current game. And I'm not saying that there's no improvements in Madden 21, but this is definitely a symptom of that idea that, you know, they're starting to look ahead to what the next consoles will be able to do for the franchise. So unfortunately, the last couple of entries on the current console, and then usually the first entry or two on the new consoles will be a little lacking in terms of the new features.
I'll get to the new consoles momentarily as far as the new PS5, the new Xbox, all that stuff. But I want to stay with Madden just for a little bit here. So with Madden, you have these player ratings that go with them. We were talking about that today. We'll talk about it again during Great Lakes Drag Away Pickling coming up at 5 o'clock here. Aaron Rodgers in 89. There's some guys in front of him. Patrick Mahomes in 99. Christian McCaffrey in 99 at running back. Aaron Jones in 90 for the Green Bay Packers. How are these player ratings determined? Is it based on what they've done in their career? Is it based on what they did the previous year? Is it based on what everybody thinks they're going to do for the upcoming season? How are these determined?
You know, it's kind of all of the above. They base it, I would say, primarily off of what they did last year. So, you know, Lamar Jackson, for example, in Madden 21, he's a 94 rating. I believe he was somewhere in like the low to mid 80s going into Madden 20. And obviously that jumps up over the course of the season through online updates. But, you know, if Lamar Jackson goes out there and has an awful season this year, they'll probably drop him down to, you know, probably mid to high 80s, just, you know, giving him the benefit of the doubt that maybe he just had an off year. But if that eventually becomes a pattern, he has like three bad years in a row, they aren't going to give him that benefit of the doubt. So it is a kind of a what have you done for me lately, while also not being completely ignorant to historical statistics, as well as kind of trying to predict what they will do in the future. So, you know, like in the case of Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, obviously two of the elite quarterbacks in NFL history, but especially Tom Brady in particular, they're starting to get up there in age, and we're going to have to kind of take that into account. They're going to have to take that into account with putting out their rating. That's why you see Tom Brady sitting at 90 instead of 99. You see Aaron Rodgers sitting at 89.
You know, the other thing that goes into this as far as player reactions to their ratings and so forth, Kyler Murray was the one that didn't like the Aaron Rodgers rating. You see some players come out and not be happy with their rating. From my perspective, if I'm mad, I'm excited about that, because if these guys care so much about their ratings, it just gives them more publicity.
Oh, definitely. And it doesn't hurt that they're the only game in town. I think we see this with other sports games as well. It's just Madden is a lot more high profile with their rollout of the ratings. So, you know, they're going on ESPN and announcing it, and they're making big social media pushes for kind of being like, oh, well, look at the newest member of the 99 club, Christian McCaffrey. So they kind of make it a big deal, and then they probably are, like you said, loving it when these other players pick up the ball and run with it. Like, oh, can you believe they disrespected Aaron Rodgers like this? Or can you believe that this guy's rated a 99 and this guy's only a 95 or something like that? So that again, like you said, it just gives them more publicity and gets people talking, and it kind of just generates just massive buzz. Like, whether you're talking about on radio shows, on social media, whatever, like you get people talking about it.
Now let's talk about the PS5. We're talking with Brian Shea here, a digital editor over at Game Informer here on the Wendy's a Big Show. So PS5, everybody's waiting as far as trying to figure out when they're going to be able to pre-order that. The new Xbox version is coming out around the holidays as well. I'm going to say an old guy in my 40s, I don't see what more is there for these consoles to do to make the graphics better than they already are. Like, how much better can the graphics possibly be for Madden at this point than they already are?
So it's not so much about you're going to see like these enormous graphical leaps like you used to back when, like, for example, the PlayStation 1 went to the PlayStation 2. But what you will notice is added detail. You'll notice bigger, more dense worlds. You'll notice faster loading times. So that's the thing that the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series X are both really pushing right now is, you know, right now when you load into a big open world game, you could be loading for a minute to 2 minutes to just get everything kind of queued up on the system. But with the PS5 and the Xbox Series X, loading that same world could take, you know, fractions of a second. So that's one of the big things that they're really pushing. And then, you know, you'll have like different technologies that enhance like the way that a human face moves, and like the way you can see, you know, a person's reaction or emotion in their face and in their eyes, and the way that the person moves. And that also comes with the new Unreal Engine 5, which Epic Games just revealed a few months back. where it's going to enable these developers to create just even more realistic looking games using the new power of these systems.
See, and that's the thing when you say, well, some of these video games franchises may be looking ahead to what they can do with the new console. I'm very intrigued as far as from the sports perspective, NBA 2K, Madden, the show, I think all three of those graphic wise, for me at least, are outstanding already. To fathom that they might be able to get even better is crazy. The other question I obviously have, because again, I'm an old guy, PS5, you can have it with the disc, hard drive, or without, and then dish just the digital load. For all the old people listening, please explain why one would want it without the disc or with the disc. What are the benefits of both?
Well, with the disc, theoretically, is going to be more expensive. They haven't announced the pricing yet, but...
Like $100 more expensive, they're supposedly, the rumor, right?
Yeah, that's the word on the street. It's going to be somewhere between $50 and $100 more expensive to get the version that has the disc drive. And, you know, people prefer to get their games in different ways. You know, some people like to just download all the games to their hard drive straight from the PlayStation Store or Xbox Live. Other people like to go to their local retailer and pick up the disc and have them all displayed out on the shelf. So it really comes down to what, like, if you want the option to go pick up a disc from the store, then, you know, there's your answer.
What
right
about
there, which one you should get?
What about pricing of the games themselves as far as the digital download versus actually buying the game at the store? The other day we found a game at a store that was $20 less than what it was available for digitally to download from PS4.
Yeah, well, it's kind of similar to how, like, you know, you go into a clothing store and they have, you know, a plain black t-shirt on sale for $5. And then you go down the street and there's another store that has it for $30.
Yep.
It's just going to depend on just different retailer specific sales. Like, you know, Walmart could have a big clearance on video games they're trying to get rid of, whereas you go on the PlayStation Store, that same game could be twice the price. But then, you know, every so often, PlayStation Store and Xbox Live, they have weekly sales, and that game might pop up on rotation in that sale, so you might be able to get a better deal there. It's just, that's the other thing, is like, you know, you might spend a little bit extra money up front getting the version with the disc drive, but then having more choices of where you pick up your games, if you don't mind having disc and digital, well, you know, it could eventually save you money if you find a great deal or a retailer.
Talking with Brian Shea of Game Informer here on the Wendy's Big Show. Dan Plucker has a question.
Yeah, just a quick question here. Two of them. So with the disc drive game, we're seeing more and more 4K TVs coming out. Has there been any announcement whether or not that the disc drive is going to have that 4K capability? Because I know that with the PlayStation 4 Pro, which is what I currently have now, we don't quite have that yet. It has 4K streaming, but just not off the disc drive.
Yeah, so, I mean, well, Xbox One X, which is the current, like, most powerful version of the Xbox, has 4K, true 4K off the disc drive. And I would imagine, I mean, I think that even with PlayStation 5, they've been throwing around terms like 8K as a possibility with the power that this thing packs. So I would be very, very surprised if they're not hitting 4K right off the bat. I think they have mentioned specifically that they are going to have 4K now that I think of it. So, I mean, I think that it would be a disaster for them if they don't have 4K right off the bat.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. One other question. With the announcement of the PlayStation 5 console itself, they showed off these headphones and then a remote, like a TV remote almost, and then the camera as well. Do all of those come together in the package for the PlayStation 5, or are those all going to be sold separately?
No, I think they were just showing off the accessory lineup of things you can buy alongside the console. So, you know, you can buy the camera, you can buy the charging cradle for your controllers, things like that. And like you mentioned, the 3D headset that they showed off, which apparently sounds amazing. I haven't had a chance to put one on my head yet, but I mean, all the technology they're showing off, including the DualSense controller, which that does come with. One of the DualSense controllers comes with the PlayStation 5, and that apparently, like, I, because of the current pandemic and everything, I haven't had a chance to travel around and actually get my hands on one of the controllers. However, I'm like, all the developers are just touting the technology that this thing brings, like the different types of vibrations that it can give off to make things feel more realistic. I think there's a speaker to play different sounds. I don't know, like, what else exactly, but people keep bringing up, like, this is going to really push things forward in terms of immersion.
And meanwhile, the Xbox hasn't changed their controller in 100 years.
But I mean, I kind of like the Xbox controller.
Well, it's fine. We have the Xbox too. I'm just saying they don't seem to be as wound up into the remote control aspect of it as does the PS4 people or PS5.
Yeah, that's fair. And I think that the one thing, because the Xbox hasn't really revealed its lineup yet. We've seen a few games that are coming to Xbox Series X, but we're not going to learn what the Xbox Series X first-party titles, like the Halo, the Hellblade, Senua Saga, those types of games. The games that Xbox is making in-house at its in-house development studios, we're going to see that in a streaming event next week.
Okay.
So,
all right.
They're going to be playing catch-up a little bit with PlayStation already revealing their first-party lineup a couple weeks ago, but it's going to be an exciting week next week.
All right, I'm looking forward to it. Sounds good. Hey, man, thanks so much for coming on. I'm sure we'll probably get you on in the future once we actually get this Madden game released and so forth. And check out Brian Shea, Game Informer. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Brian Shea, the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. It's your passion on growing your home. A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Up next on the Wendy's Big Show on a Kim and LaVoy Judgment Day, it's Great Lakes Dragway. Pick away.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.